Chapter 6 Kletch Scabclaw ran in the middle of the Rotbringer's counterattack, where he felt naturally safest, ducking, weaving, leaping between pockets of solid ground. Not that he felt all that safe. Beastmen thundered downhill like rabid animals, while Chaos Warriors, each with their own maddened cry on their black lips, battled each other to be the first to meet the enemy, and in their blundering almost dragged Kletch under more than once. Of course, the plague monks of Clan Rickett could be just as zealous in battle, but only with the inspiring words of their priest in their ears and the fumes of his blessed censer in their snouts. As well as being unruly, the horde was not as sufficiently numerous as he would have liked. That wasn't exactly helped by those who were continually peeling off to strike out at the lizard man skirmishers, firing down on them from their flanks. The lizards scampered with near impunity over walls and pox-moats that, judging by the clear lack of defenders, the Rotbringers had considered impassable. The Rotbringers had been fools. Even by Kletch's own standards, the lizards were light on their feet. Their bones seemed to be hollow, and with little else to them but light, they skipped across floating corpses as cleanly as if they were solid ground. Only the moats themselves gave them pause. Fecund nurseries of disease that hummed with deadly demon flies. But they served only to funnel the rabid rot-bringers through their own defensive works, where they were easy pickings for the lizard's dart-pipes.
Skinks!
Kletch shivered. Some deep residual instinct to freeze and play dead, almost killing him there, amongst the running column of Chaos Warriors, beastmen and mind-plagued fanatics. He kept running, not watching, his pre-conscious replaying him impressions of jungles he had never seen, of stepped pyramids he had never visited, the terror of being prey in a land he had never called his. He had not seen or heard of these lizard men, these seraphon before now, but deep down he knew them, and it was a knowledge that a thousand generations of new lands and new enemies could not wipe from his racial memory. He leapt from one patch of solid ground to another, then another, easily outpacing the beasts and once-men that ran around him. His heavy cloak slowed him only a little, flapping out as he made one long leap, landing on a leaning root of a column. Sinking around his staff, onto all fours, he sniffed the air for the musk of his own. Useless. The whole castle was thick with decay. With a snarl, he resorted to using his eyes. Despite the lizards, the skinks' success in drawing the Rotbringers into more difficult terrain, the bulk of Buell's horde were still charging for the good ground where the main outer curtain walls converged on the gatehouse citadel. He could hear the drums and horns, the shouts and the roar of beasts. Skaven eyesight grew dim over any kind of distance, and for that, today, he was grateful.
"Go round!"
he squeaked, gesticulating furiously from his pedestal to the band of rot-bringers that were wading into a stinking brown pond to get at the brightly scaled skinks on the other side.
"Go get! Kill Hill! Go!"
To no surprise of his, the rot-bringer's champion plunged on into deeper water. The warrior was an idiot. He'd earned the dart in the throat that dropped him face down into the mire a moment later. The skinks were making a mockery of the heavily armoured Blight Kings, making them look sluggish. The demons were another matter. Every sore on Kletch's body wept, every ache seizing and filling his wiry body with pain, as 10 of Nurgle's tallymen strode onto the pox-moat, walking weightlessly upon the scum that floated on the surface and through the stinging demon-flies. The cold-blooded star creatures barely reacted. Kletch watched as a skink shaman rustled his feathered cloak, flying over the plague-bearers' heads to land in a swirl of red and gold on a stump of wall behind them. There he shook his staff, exhorting a hail of darts from his kin that fell amongst the closing demons. Kletch snickered. Everyone knew that demons could not be killed that way. But the tallymen fell by the handful. If anything, even more vulnerable to the Seraphon's envenomed darts than the mortals they marched beside. With a snarl, Kletch reached inside his cloak for his weapon, eyes locked on the shaman.
"See, smell how tough you are. Kletch not afraid of scrawny, scaly meat."
The faintest trace of reptile musk warned him of the danger, just before an ear-splitting shriek from above re-triggered every instinct he had to freeze, run, hide. Pterodon! The giant reptile swooped overhead, banked gracefully under the effortless direction of its skink rider, then dropped a boulder from its hind claws. It came down like a meteor. It was a meteor. With a terrified squeal, Kletch leapt from his column, arms and legs churning as the spot he had been standing on was annihilated, the air at his back electrified by a starlight explosion. His tail peeled. His cloak caught fire. He landed in a roll, steaming from fur and clothes and from the accidental release of fear musk down his leg.
"Scratch and sniff," he swore.
Patting himself down, he brushed a string of darts from the back of his cloak. He swallowed the bad taste in his mouth. Dropping to all fours to make himself less of a target to any skinks looking to pick off survivors, he scurried from the path, zigzagged through a verge of blood grass that stuck up from a hummock of dead men and horses like pins, and then dived into a wild patch of bruise-coloured bushes that clung to a ledge growing out from the second curtain wall. A few tail lengths in, he poked his head up through the scratching branches. Below, clanking streams of chaos warriors fed into a blurrily defined blob of screams and steel, a blood and lizard stink spilling out over half a league of the Hanging Gardens heartlands. He didn't need the eyes of a surface dweller to see the blocks of bulky lizard warriors, Saurus, grinding in under their golden icons. He could see well enough the giant reptiles that towered over all, with swaying howdahs on their backs, even if he couldn't quite count the horns on their bony headshields. The Seraphon were being held back for now. Nothing stood up to attrition like a warrior of Nurgle, and Copsis Buell commanded monsters of his own. Kletch sniffed the air and shivered at the sharp, unmistakably vile scent. The Lord of Plagues was down there. Good riddance.
A Scabclaw, master!
Kletch hissed angrily to mask his surprise, but this time held on to his musk. Skurf was scurrying through the flesh-drinking grasses, surrounded by a claw pack of storm-vermin mercenaries in muddy black-plate mail and wielding vicious-looking halberds. Several hundred raggedy plague monks followed, individuals breaking every so often to sniff the air, lash their tails in fear, and then hurry on.
"Lightning men!"
Skurf squealed. The word-bringer was in the same stained linen cassock he'd been wearing an hour ago, but had, apparently in great haste, donned a mail coif and was clutching a cracked tome that he held onto like a shield. He waved a rusty scimitar at the stars. Flies eddied and swarmed, a billion billion, but the stars behind no longer moved. An unnaturally intense constellation, in the shape of a squatting toad, glared down with eyes tinged red.
Fool! Kletch snapped. This is something other. Something new.
Kletch shook his muzzle.
Something old.
Oh, the claw packs are ready to leave, go,
added Skurf. He glanced down to the battle and gulped.
Very, very much ready.
Kletch bared his teeth, yellow eyes shining. This might all just work out after all. If Copsis Buell was defeated, as looked likely, then the clan lords could hardly blame him for failing to secure an alliance that the Lord of Plagues had never appeared to want at all. And if the weakened Lord of Plagues somehow managed to secure a Pyrrhic victory, perhaps then the generous backing of Clan Rickett would appeal to him more.
This way,
Kletch hissed. Darting back into the bloodgrass, he wove through it, driving purposefully away from the main Seraphon assault. Corpses at varying stages of rankness wobbled under paw, tipping, sinking, at times disintegrating before he was able to leap clear and plunging him into fetid water. He spluttered a wordless prayer to the pestilent horned rat that the tonic he had drunk would continue to prove effective. Keeping his head down and his nose clear, he scurried on. He was moving inside the circle of the inner walls to the far side of the fortress temple. From there, with luck, he would be able to clamber down and escape without great difficulty. He upped his pace, becoming a blur of fur and movement. There was nothing in all the realms quicker than a skaven with a battle to escape. But Kletch was not yet so anxious to flee as to allow himself to pull ahead of his brother monks. Not for the first time, and he fervently hoped not for the last, sound skaven thinking saved his hide. Crashing through a canopy of hanging dead, a lumbering reptile as massive as a barded warhorse snapped the lead clan rat up in its jaws, trampling three more before the Saurus riding it could rein it back. Its predatory head was huge and low-slung, supported by a monstrous neck, and counterweighted by a thick tail that tacked menacingly in advance of its movements as it turned. The skaven in its jaws was shrieking. A savage yank of neck and jaw, and the beast bit the pitiful creature through, sending legs and torso flying over opposite shoulders. A rake of its vestigial forepaws claimed another. Skurf issued a rallying squeal, backing into the storm vermin claw pack as the beast completed its turn and snorted in his nose. He whipped up his book of woes with a frightened squeak as the Saurus's mace came down. The book was mouldering parchment bound in cracked leather. The mace was meteoric stone. Hurriedly withdrawing from the smashed word-bringer, the storm vermin lowered their halberds, throwing up a wall of hooked blades between them and the beast. The reptile, a cold one, snapped contemptuously, taking off one of the blades and eating it. The Saurus hefted its bloodied mace, and with cold calm scanned the skaven scattered across the grass before it. Every scale armouring its grossly powerful hide was chipped and scarred. Its eyes were old. Beautiful works of golden plate clad vulnerable spots, such as its throat and wrists. It shone like the light at the end of all the Skaven's tunnels. Pumping its mace up into the air, it gave a roar that shook the air. With answering roars, a full cohort of glittering Saurus warriors marched into the open. Kletch squealed for order, for ranks, shoving his way to the back of them as he did so. These Saurus were on foot, armed with spears and shields, but it scarcely mattered. Each one was twice the size of an armoured storm vermin, and looked the match for any six. With frenzied squeals, the plague monks charged. The Saurus trampled them without appearing to notice, and slammed into the line of storm vermin.
"Hold! Fight! Kill! Kill!"
shouted Kletch, growing ever shriller as the lizard's massive line troops ground their way through his. A rustle from the tall weeds to the right made his heart sink. There were more. Hacking wildly at the bodies that came at him on nooses from all sides, Blight Lord Fistula ran through, savaging a Saurus from behind before the cold-blooded brute had even realized he was there. Coming under a swarm of flies, his putrid Blight Kings piled in behind him. This was a more even fight. The Blight Kings were Buell's elite, and, Kletch knew, Fistula's were the best. He was not at all surprised that the first Blight Lord had been amongst the reckless few to be dragged out into the swamp chasing skinks.
"In! In!"
Kletch squeaked, urging his warriors on. Scenting blood, the claw packs and surviving plague monks pushed forward, wedging the Saurus between two sets of enemies. Observing the reverse in fortunes with an impersonal, calculating detachment, the Saurus pointed its cold one towards Fistula and roared its challenge. The first Blight Lord ran at it with a yell, both weapons out at his side, armour dripping with bile. The Saurus struck first. The cadaver-thin Blight Lord parried the lizard's mace with a blow that would have broken both of their arms had either been a lesser being, then rolled out of the lunge of the cold one's jaws. His knife chewed down the side of the beast's neck and spat out scales. He dodged back, turning a crunching sidekick from the old Saurus on his vambrace, then charged back in. The Saurus was wheeling his furious mount when Fistula stepped onto a plague monk's mushed body and, using it as a springboard, vaulted over the reach of the cold one's flailing snap. Sliding down the beast's spiny neck, he slammed bodily into the Saurus and punched a knife towards its neck. It moved just fast enough to take it in the shoulder. If it felt either surprise or pain, it didn't show it. A shattering headbutt snapped back Fistula's head and sent him crashing over the cold one's flank and down to the sucking ground. The cold one stomped on his breastplate, pushing him deeper under. Then Kletch withered away the Saurus's head with a bolt of plague magic. The cold one issued a defiant roar that shook the eardrums long after it vanished into the same cloud of light that reclaimed its master. Shivering off the giddy tingle of the warpstone fumes from his pestilence sensor, Kletch secreted the relic back into its pouch underneath his robes. He had taken the weapon from the clan vaults to deal with Copsis Bule, but it smelled like that was one precaution he didn't need any more.
He had me!
Fistula's laughter bubbled crazily, riding down from some wild adrenaline high.
We should be going on, before more like it come.
Going? Fistula sat up straight, face flushed red and cut in half by a razored smile. I would fight more of your lightning men!
They are not lightning men,
Kletch snapped, suddenly lacking all patience for the stupidity of others.
And the lightning men are much worse.
Worse?
Come with me,
Kletch hissed, sidling closer, tail switching side to side.
Bule is old. Leave him to rot in his garden. Come, kill Slay with Clan Rickett.
Fistula looked to his warriors. Kletch bared his fangs in a grin. He wouldn't be returning to the clan lords with empty paws after all.